Hey, Lightning, have you heard?
No, and I don't care.
I don't think so.
The Truck Show. We're going to show you what we know. We're going to answer what the truck. Because truck rides with the truck show. We have the lifted, we have the lowered, and everything in between. We'll talk about trucks that run on diesel and the ones that run on gasoline.
The truck show, the truck show, the truck show, whoa, whoa.
It's the Truck Show with your hosts, Lightning and Holman.
This episode of the Truck Show podcast, Have You Heard? Is proudly presented by Nissan with the Frontier, Titan, and Titan XD. Nissan has a truck for every need, along with the legendary Nissan durability. Test drive your next truck at a local Nissan dealer today, or point your browser to NissanUSA.com, where you can use the build and price tool to configure a Nissan truck that fits your lifestyle.
And when you're thinking about adding power or improving fuel economy, Banks has over 65 years of experience. Whether it's cold air intakes or exhaust systems, tuning, throttle control, charge air cooling, lubrication components, and much more, no one offers smarter, safer, 50-state emissions-compliant performance parts than Gale Banks. You'll find the best engineered parts for your truck at BanksPower.com.
And when you're looking for quality, full synthetic lubrication for your truck, AMSOIL has you covered with motor oil, lubricants and protectants, grease, additives, and more. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants deliver wear protection, engine cleanliness, and fuel efficiency that conventional oils simply can't match. Find out how AMSOIL synthetic lubricants can save you money and time by helping your vehicles run better and last longer than with conventional oils at AMSOIL.com. When it comes to lubrication, AMSOIL is the leader in synthetics. Hey, Lightning, have you heard?
No, I'm going with no.
Holman is still in search of that elusive super cheap lease deal. I was so close. I didn't bring it up in the last episode because you were getting angry about it. Mm-hmm. But Toyota could not move for the life of them their BZ4X, like a little full electric crossover. 2023s were going for a $139 a month lease deal. $139. 2024s, $179 with like $2,000 down. I'm like, that's pretty much cheaper than the gas bill on the Jeep. And I'm like, I'm going to go find one and I'm just going to get it.
And when you said pretty much, is it actually cheaper? Because if you do the math with the fuel.
It depends how much I drive the Jeep.
Well, right now you're not driving the Jeep at all.
I'm trying not to. Well, I will next week because I'm gone for a week on a 350-mile desert trip.
I get that. But like right now, you're not driving it much. If you were driving it full time, how much would you be spending
The only reason I'm not driving it full-time is because I have the CR-V, which is going to my oldest kid soon.
No, I get that. So let's say, though, what's the price of fuel?
That's $6 a gallon.
$6.
For premium. Six here.
$6 a gallon in California.
Yeah.
How much would you spend per month on fuel daily driving?
At least one tank a week.
One tank a week. And so that's
$120.
$120 times four. So you got $480 a month.
Yeah. Just in gas.
You're $2,000 down.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Plus your $149 a month. So you got $2,000 down divided by 36, right? 36 monthly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
That's $55.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Plus.
Plus, just say this, the higher price, the $179.
All right. Plus $179 equals, so you're talking $234
bucks. And it's like $250 with registration, tax title, and all that.
So $250 a month for the EV or whatever you happen to get versus $480 in fuel. Wow.
And they give you a year of EVgo public charging for free, which we have a station around the corner.
So you're saving roughly $250 bucks by going
EV. Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they had these things. They were sitting on lots for like 80 to 100 days. They couldn't move them. They do this crazy lease deal. I talked to 10 dealerships in Southern California chasing these things around. They sold hundreds in 3 days.
Wow. Ouch.
Hundreds.
Ouch.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
And they're like, my local one, they'll go, we sold 30 this weekend.
Yeah. What model is that again?
That's the BZ4X.
BZ4X.
But it's one of those, it's weird because it's like, it's
the Ooh, I just mistyped that and got some really bad adult content. Hold
it's
on.
B. The perfect around town car, right? Like, it's just going to be the shuttle the kids around to their different places and my 2 mile drives. It looks like a RAV4 kind
of. That is.
Who cares what it looks like?
It's not a track. Well, I will say that there are some combos that look okay in this car.
Dude, this is a pure function play.
This actually looks a little bit like the...
It looks like a Prius and a RAV4 had a baby.
This looks a little like a Polestar, which I kind of like. I don't dislike this. I will say I was
It
just,
comes preloaded, too.
Just 30 seconds ago, I was about ready to like jump all over you. This is not that bad.
It's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad.
Dude, and it comes fully loaded. The only options on the more expensive one are better stereo and like Tex leather, which is the fake leather. So, well, I'm waiting for, do you remember we were sitting in here, Nissan had for like a 1 week, like a crazy Frontier lease deal that was like $119
It was the one that both of us regret.
Yeah, we looked at it the next day and it was gone. So I don't know if it was a mistake on the website, but it was like this really short deal. And
oh,
then,
Nissan doesn't make mistakes?
Oh, no. I meant their web person
I
may
see,
have put
right,
it on
gotcha.
There. But I mean, if some crazy like $199 a month for a Frontier deal came, I'd instantly grab that.
Agreed.
But I'm just like, come on, people, bring back the cheap lease deals. I just need a round town car.
Can you just give us a loss leader like you did back in the 80s and 90s?
That's right. I mean, I'm sure all of our friends listening who work at dealerships and things like that, they're probably like, you guys are idiots. Don't lease a car or whatever. I just
don't care.
All right. Hey, Lightning, other than that, have you heard?
No.
Ford has new pricing again. For the F-150 Lightning.
Oh, no. Have they dropped it again?
Dude, it's so... Do you remember they came out low, and then they, like, spiked it way high, and then, like, oh, too high, and they came back low?
Did they make a quote-unquote market adjustment?
The residuals on that thing has to be crazy, like, volatile. And I have a neighbor who just bought one, and they're like, oh, yeah, we got our F-150 Lightning. It's so rad. I'm like, it's all right. I mean, if you don't use it as a truck, like, it's cool. You don't tow. Like, you can haul with it, and it's... Whatever, but it
does most of the utility of a
normal truck. This is me. This is me having penance for considering the Toyota EV. But the reality is like for a little compact car like that, where you're literally my daughter's school is in the same tract as our house. I drive out of the tract, I make a right, and I drive right into the next driveway, and I'm there. So, an EV is perfect.
For that you need a bicycle.
Not when it's raining and it's cold, windy. No, but. You know, I don't even get the CRV engine warm in the morning dropping her off at school.
What about a golf cart?
Can't use a golf cart here because, I could because I can make it there with the interior of the tract.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but how much was a golf cart?
$9,000.
I could get that Toyota lease. It would be cheaper than the golf cart.
Yeah, that's true. But I own the golf cart.
No. Yeah, but I could have that car for 3 years with like windshield wipers and a heater and take it places.
I mean, I could have put a heater in the golf cart.
Listen, you're just trying to be a golf cart apologist. All right. Anyway, so here's the deal. 2024 F-150 Lightning. The entry level XLT is now $65,090. And so that's a $2,000 difference. The Flash goes from $75,590 to $70,090. That's
stop. The Flash?
That's a trim level, $5,550. Lariat, $81,590 to $79,090. That's $2,500. And Platinum stays the same. So Ford just can't seem to get those prices right. No. Like they're always changing them on that thing. I think the market's still trying to figure out where it belongs.
It's going to take some time. I think it's going to last into 2025 before they figure out what these EVs are truly worth.
Hey, Lightning, have you heard?
How about new?
No.
So now GMC has announced that the Sierra Denali EV will actually be cheaper than they initially expected. And so now it starts under 100,000 and the range estimates are up to 440 miles.
That's
charge.
Still really it's good mileage.
And it's a lot of money, though. That's a lot of money.
Well, yeah, you're never paying that off. So it's like, there's no way. How many?
$99,495.
What does it cost per mile? Has anyone done that equation? That's nuts.
Well, but see, you can't really do that on an EV because it all depends on what your power source is. So some people have coal, some people have solar, some people have nuke, some people have natural gas, some people have hydroelectric, some people have wind. It just depends. And like where you live, what the utility charges, like there's so many variables. I've been places where, like my neighbor, he's got so many solar panels on his house, like he could be separate from the grid. And the utility literally told him, no, he could not disconnect. Which
that's funny.
And he's pissed about that. I think he's trying to sue them or something to be off of it. I make my own power. Screw those guys. But I've also been places where the price per mile after charging in an expensive spot was more expensive than a premium tank of gas.
I've heard that.
So it's all over the place. So you don't like to me, it's like, you know, you don't just get EV because, oh, it's cheaper, because it's not necessary. Like in some cases it is. It's just there's a lot of variables to owning one.
Do the math, people. Do the math.
I'd tell you what it's like, but
you won't. You don't know.
They sold out. Hey, Lightning, have you heard?
No.
No, I have not heard.
So coming up next week is finally the announcement about the Ram Straight 6 TRX RHO. So I think we are Rebel High Output or Ram High Output, whatever they're going to do. So I've heard a lot of things about it.
Radical High Output.
And they had a Ram 1500, 2500 Rebel towing a trailer with the RHO on it covered up in like a camo sheet. So it'll be interesting to see what the details are.
Was it doing like an eighth mile racing a Porsche?
No.
Oh, that was the Cybertruck.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll have more information. So here's the other thing. Without having the supercharged V8, it should be a lot cheaper. So probably maybe $75,000 versus being closer to $90,000 when you option them up. I guess we'll find out.
I really want to know what it's going to do to the V8 prices. You know,
well, the VA prices are it's a different animal. It's 550 horsepower versus 702.
No, I know that. I'm saying, what will it do to the resale?
That's what I'm saying. The V8s are going to always be high because of this. Until I don't think you're going to see a negative impact to the V8 until the TRX returns with a super tuned 700 horsepower straight six. If that happens,
Let's hope it doesn't for my sake.
Well, and it might not. Hey, Lightning, did you hear?
No, Mr. Sith, I've not.
So according to GM Authority, GM is facing significant production constraints for the 2024 Chevy Colorado ZR2 Bison, which you'll remember is the midsize truck with the 35s.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
It's a gorgeous truck. I wonder what it's being held up. Please tell me it's not AEV.
No, it's not AEV because I saw all sorts of dunnage carts filled with parts when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it says 0% constraint, which means little to no units will be built during the month of April. And apparently that happened back in March as well. And in February, production constraint was 6%. So that means just 6% of what they were expected to produce were actually built. And a non-Bison Colorado ZR2, according to the same article, is running at a 25% production constraint. So only a quarter of the planned non-Bison Colorado ZR2 units are going to be produced.
But do they say why? They're saying production constraints. Are they missing?
Usually that means there's some sort of parts that they can't get. So it could be anything. It could be not enough dampers. It could be a bumper cover. It could be the tires.
And it's only this one. It's only this Colorado. It's not any of the other trim levels.
No, according to this article, it's just the ZR2s and ZR2 Bisons.
Hmm.
So we'll be interesting to see what the holdup was on that. And I'm sure there's a lot of people listening going, man, I've been wanting to get in that truck because I drove it and that truck's badass. But it doesn't matter if you can't get your hands on it. Hey, Lightning, have you heard?
Oh, hell no!
No, I have not heard, huh?
Apparently, the Cybertruck is on a stop sale because of an issue.
The pedal. I didn't hear about
Cybertruck this. Cybertruck says that a stuck accelerator pedal held the accelerator down at 100%, which that thing could be really freaking scary. Whoa. That sounds pretty bad. Anyway, the owner of the truck was... So anyway.
Wait, that's not the Cybertruck. Sorry,
no.
Different vehicle.
Jose Martinez, the owner of the truck, who is in California, posted a video to TikTok, and he was talking about saying that he had been driving when a cover for the accelerator pedal that gives it that kind of metallic finish slid forward and wedged itself in a way where it couldn't be released. He says, quote unquote, "It held the accelerator down 100% at full throttle. I was lucky enough and had a clear mind, didn't panic, and holding the brake down overrides the pedal, so I was able to stop the car. But anytime I'd lift the brake, it would start accelerating again." So that sounds pretty scary. Apparently, NHTSA, provided a statement to Business Insider and said, quote unquote, NHTSA is aware of this issue and is in contact with the manufacturer to gather additional information. So other than that, Martinez did say that he likes the Cybertruck. He thinks it's a great car.
Car.
That was the quote.
Car. Our microphones were there. Listen carefully. See what I did there? See, because it's electric.
Right.
Didn't make any noise when they were there, and it accelerated uncontrollably.
Is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
Hey, lighting. Did you hear?
I love that one.
Really?
No. That, by the way, did you hear that crash at the end?
I figured
Cybertruck.
No.
Cybertruck.
No, allegedly. Yeah.
No,
possibly.
That was it. That was the audio from Mr.
Lightning
Martinez.
Lightning does not mean this. Don't come after us, Tesla. We're a stupid podcast in the backyard of my house. That's it. All right. According to continued patent filings, it looks like Rivian's really trying to push the lineup into even more hardcore off-roading. And there have been some photos that make it sound like maybe the Rivian R1X, the little guy, is going to be some sort of Jeep or a Raptor fighter, something like that. So Rivian's really like jumping in, going, you know, we're already the EV adventure brand. That's now, what they want you to know them on.
Time out. You said Jeep or Raptor fighter. Those are very different things.
I understand that. But nobody knows what the R1X is going to be. I've heard it's more of an SUV, but then there's patent filings of a crazy looking jacked up pickup truck. But it looks like the, you know, the R1T.
The truck.
Yeah. You know, on steroids. So who knows what we're going to get from Rivian, but they've got their eyes solely focused on being your adventure choice. Hmm. Hey, Lighting, did you hear?
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
Carlisle Chrysler National celebrated 20 years of the Ram SRT 10. This came across my feed. I just wanted to say I can't believe it's been 20 years. If you guys go back to way back to episode 33, did an interview with a friend of mine, Herb Helbig, who's the chief engineer on the Ram SRT10. I would love for you guys to go back and listen to that episode. It was a lot of fun. Talked about the behind the scenes of the development of that truck.
Is that the one where he scared the bejesus out of you?
No, he didn't scare me. That was the one where we went on the racetrack
and he said, they don't know where we are on the track and they can't see us, so I'm going to go really fast.
Yeah, so basically, I believe the record run was 151 miles an hour, setting the world's fastest pickup truck record. Ford was at 147 or something like that, the Lightning. So Ram said, oh, well, hold our beer, except it wasn't beer. And then they took this around the track and Guinness was there to certify it. I was there. And then Herb goes, you want to go on the track before we wrap up, and convinced the track manager that we were going to do one lap only, and proceeded to take that thing to 100. I can't remember. It was like 145-ish, somewhere in there. So just a few miles an hour short of the record it just did. And then he gets on the brakes hard. We were doing like 30 miles an hour. He goes, okay, you know, what do you tell him? And I'm like, well, you only went up to 100, Herb, because that's what we promised them we would do. So anyway, listen to episode 33, season one of the Truck Show podcast. Great interview, great storytelling. If you've ever been a fan of what was colloquially called the Viper truck, you will appreciate that episode.
Do you remember when you were on the track with Herb?
Yep.
Were the windows being sucked out?
The door was being sucked off the frames. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was wild. And we were there with, I don't think we had helmets. And
no?
I don't think we had
really?
Just had regular seatbelts. Yeah, I don't think
no
we had harnesses.
No freaking way.
And it was Super Bowl Sunday or Saturday before Super Bowl, and it was snowing.
Oh, Lord.
So it was icy on the track and things sliding all
you're
over.
When
our summer tires were doing 140 plus. Yeah, that was
oof
awesome.
Oof.
Anyway, go back to that episode. You guys will appreciate it, especially if you're new to the show and you haven't gone back that far. There's some magic back there. So, all right, Lighting, have you heard?
No.
No. Oh, no.
This one, I think, would probably, well, feel like this one might trigger you or hit closer to home. A gang of car thieves struck a dealership in Alabama, leaving with a haul of vehicles valued at $1.2 million. And it all started with a rock. So one of the...
Why was Dwayne the Rock Johnson there
not
stealing
that
cars?
Nope.
He makes way too much money to have to resort
rock
to stealing
Stop.
Vehicles.
This is
That's
why our
crazy
shows are so long, Lightning.
What?
Stop.
Oh.
armed with a rock, not the rock, they shattered the window into the dealership, gaining entry. Then they bypassed the dealership's security measures, which included cameras and alarms. And in the dead of night, they got their cars. So the general manager, Greg Anthony, described the scene and said, in more than 30 years in the business, I've never seen a theft so sophisticated, not this big, nothing of this magnitude.
Wait a minute. Sophisticated? They started with a freaking rock.
Yeah, but they basically approached each of the vehicles, unlocked it, started the engines, and made off with eight vehicles, including a Demon 170. Man. So investigators were looking for it. So two of the stolen vehicles, a Wagoneer and a Ford Bronco Raptor, were recovered.
So you and I know someone at a dealership, and at this dealership, they had a whole wad of keys stolen off the key rack. And they had to re-key a lot of cars and trucks.
Good.
Yeah, it's not. People want these things all of a sudden. It's super weird.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Let's see. Whoa! That's not right.
No.
Hey, Lightning, did you hear?
No!
No, I didn't.
Figured we'd go over the full-size heavy-duty pickup truck sales for Q1 of 2024. As you might suspect, GM trucks combined were up 2% with 195,099 vehicles. Ford F-Series was at 152,953, which is down 10%, but led the pack if you separate out Chevy and GMC. The Silverado, 126,502, which was a 2% increase as well over 2023 in the same time period. Ram trucks, this one hurts, 89,417, down 15% from 23. But I think that has to do with the swap over and the new trucks coming out and all that kind of stuff.
You think so?
I think that's part of it.
I've heard that just the they weren't selling for price-wise and...
Well, the heavy-duty trucks, but I think the 1500s are people have been waiting for the new truck to come out.
Hmm.
And then GMC Sierra, 68,597, so that was up 2%. Toyota Tundra, 36,215, that's up 31%.
36,000.
36,000 in Q1. F-150 Lightning, so if you break out the Lightning, they sold 7,743. That's up 80% from last year. Nissan Titan, 4,145. That's up 2.6% from last year. The Hummer EV, this is the one we joked about, I think, a couple episodes ago, up 83,300%, went from 2 to 1,668. And the Silverado EV... sold 1,061, but it was not on sale last year, so there's nothing to compare it to. Overall, the market was basically flat. Cybertruck wasn't included in this total, so no idea what those numbers are. But
is
it
that
was...
being considered a full-size truck?
Yeah.
I guess it is.
Yeah,
huh?
They're big. 683,400 versus 694,003, so they're, overall the market was down 1.6%. So if you're in the market for a truck, sounds like you might have a little bit of luck at the Ford or the Ram dealership right now.
Interest rate's still high, so I don't know.
Yeah, but there's a lot of money on the hood. If you can offset that interest rate by getting some cash on it, you might be able to still be okay.
Is that an old-school term, money on the hood?
It's a dealership term.
Meaning like they're like, here, like here's take it money?
Incentive like, cash. Yeah.
Got it.
That's what they call it.
Money on the hood.
Interesting. TruckShowPodcast@gmail.com. What other dealership slang is out there that Lightning doesn't know? Please feel free. 657-205-6105. I know a lot of you guys work at dealers. Let's enlighten Lightning.
You're just twisting this whole episode on me?
Yeah, I just want them to tell you all sorts of other things. Well, this is weird because it's been
jargon.
Like three or four of the last episodes you've questioned things. You're like, what does that mean?
We do enjoy inside jargon. So I'd like to hear some secret terminology.
Is that our new segment, Inside Jargon?
I will make a jingle
if you make
his call.
Yeah, let's do it.
657-205-6105 is 5-star hotline. Give me some inside dealership jargon. I want to hear the words like the
undercoating.
The negative words about customers. Like what they call customers behind their
I'm
back.
I'm sure that our listeners will have a heyday with this one.
I mean, I'm sure they have like guys like, oh, that guy's a whale, you know, for people who spend big, things like that. I'm sure they have tire kickers, all that stuff, but I'm sure there's all like... the glossary of terms that they
all
have.
Right, listeners, you know the homework assignment.
Get cracking!
The Truck Show podcast is a production of Truck Famous LLC. This podcast was created by Sean Holman and Jay Tillis with production elements by DJ Omar Khan. If you like what you've heard, please open your Apple Podcast or Spotify app and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're a fan, there's no better way to show your support than by patronizing our sponsors. Some vehicles may have been harmed during the making of this podcast.